You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
I would say that I completely agree with the Prime Minister that Brexit is Brexit, and the whole programme next Wednesday at 11 is to explain the challenges for government of doing that. They are immense, right? So I think the probability of us not leaving is very, very low. And we need to get on and implement the people's decision to leave. But it's not easy. It will take a lot of time. Once you trigger Article 50, I think what people don't realise is that that was designed by the Commission in a way that is very strongly in favour of those who are staying, not the leaving party. So I think the key for government is to have a strategic plan to say, what kind of UK do we want? What's our place in the world? What are we trying to achieve in these negotiations? Once you've got those strategic decisions sorted out, then you can go about thinking about, so when should we implement Article 50?
But then the question is,
I wouldn't be in a rush.
Right, so do you think this is a bad idea then? To trigger it early in the new year would mean getting all the more philosophical questions about what we want to be at the end of it. All of those would need to be sorted before we triggered Article 50.
I think it's like any negotiation. You need to decide what kind of world do we want. And I'm hoping Theresa May and all the ministers are working very hard to fill that out. Once they've got that, that tells you what your negotiating strategy should be. So until we've got that, I wouldn't trigger Article 50. I would take my time. Next year, we've got elections in France and Germany and other countries. So it's not even clear which leaders our Prime Minister will be negotiating with. So again, I don't think there's any great rush to do it.
But the trouble with taking our time is that some people will suspect that in that time there will be some kind of an effort to undo what the public have decided. And perhaps you've added to that kind of speculation in what you've told the Times today about the possibility that if the EU changes radically and there's the euro area becomes more separate from the other EU members, then that might be something that we would be happy to remain in.
I mean, that was an example of under what circumstances, is there a low probability event that might mean we don't leave? And I think that's what I was talking about there. My central assumption, the base case, is that the EU won't radically change, and therefore we need to get on and make the most of the deal that's the best for the people of Britain. That's what I think we need to do.
And from the civil servant's point of view, you need a clear political message.
Absolutely. We need them all to sit down and say, look, is this the kind of Norway circumstance where we're actually paying money across to the EU and we've got complete access to the single market? Now, I actually think from what everybody said, we're not in that world. We're in a world where it's rather more complicated, where we are trying to achieve the best deal sector by sector, and we're accepting the fact that we won't have free movement of labour and we won't be paying across money to the EU. Therefore, that's a very complex scenario, and we need to sort out precisely what we need sector by sector. You know, the financial sector has specific needs, the needs of consumers in terms of food and all the rest of it, those are really important issues, and that's what I'm trying to cover in this programme.
But and you have suggested in the past that process could take a decade, or there could be a decade of uncertainty, and yet once Article 50 is triggered, we've got 2 years.
Yes, but remember, Article 50 is the process for leaving, right? So we could have left, and it's quite likely we've got to decide what do we do with all those 40 years worth of regulations that are in our laws at the moment. I think what will happen is we'll say for now we'll live with them all, but over the next 5 to 10 years we need to analyse each individual one of them and say, do we want to keep this or not? And that's what being outside does, but it takes us a long time to go through all of that legislation.
If you were still in your old job, would you be losing sleep about what the UK has in front of it in this scenario?
I very rarely lose sleep. I would say this is an enormous challenge. That referendum vote has created an unprecedented challenge for government and the civil service. This means you're going to have to work incredibly hard on this. It means we need new capacities. We need to enhance the strengths of our impartial civil service. And thank God we've got them, because boy, will we need them in the next few years.
Do we have them already? I mean, we know, for example, we don't have very many trade negotiators. We know that there are going to be 3 different government departments which will have a stake in this. How would you grade the state of readiness of those 3, of the civil servants of those 3 departments?
Well, it's true. We haven't done an enormous amount of contingency planning. So I would say,
or any.
So it's going to be a tough ask in terms of how ready are we in terms of trade negotiators. No, we're very short. We do have a lot of people who've negotiated in Brussels with the remainder of the other 27 countries. So we've got a lot of relevant skills. We'll need to bring in people from outside where they've got skills we haven't got. We need to bring on our own people and train them new skills. So yes, it's a big task. It's an enormous task, and it will take up a lot of the time, both of the government and of Parliament, over the next the rest of this Parliament.
Is it workable to have it split between three departments? I mean, obviously, one department, the new department for Britain leaving the EU, will have the bulk of it. But the fact that they're going to be sort of many cooks, does that add to the complexity?
This issue goes across every single department. Right? It's not just the three departments. There are issues for defence. There are issues for health. There are issues for DEFRA. So actually, this is a big challenge for the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister will have to chair the European Committee that brings all of those ministers together and sort out what our strategy is and what our negotiating tactics that follow from that strategy are. So it's huge, and it's also huge for the civil service. They will have to shadow that committee and make sure that when the political decisions are made, they're implemented.
And would your advice to the Prime Minister therefore be resist the pressure from wherever, including from the cabinet ministers who she's given the primary responsibility for this, to head into it too soon?
I'd say make sure you understand what world you want us to achieve, what the UK outside the EU, in your idea, what it would look like. Once you've got that, then the negotiating strategy follows, and then you can think about triggering Article 50.
And your programme's on Radio 4 next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, 11 a.m.
Lord O'Donnell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.